Dear family and friends of St. Kieran's, please join us for our weekend devotion as we talk about living a whole and wholesome life. And so let us pray. Guide us, O God, by your word and spirit, that in your light we may see light, in your truth find wisdom, and in your will discover your peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading for today is from Psalm 119, verse 9 to 16, and I'm reading from the NIV. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Just to there, and may God bless his word to us today and always. What do Christians do in a time of crisis? How easy do we find it to embrace God's words for comfort, for security, for the assurance that somehow, no matter what, everything's going to be all right? How easy do we find it to embrace God's words for a whole and wholesome life? Throughout the Psalms, those who wrote them shared something of their struggles, their failures, their sins, their sense of inner turmoil, of hopelessness at how unsafe and harassed they sometimes felt, or their sense of impending doom, or the seeming unfairness of life for those who, though they did the right thing, nothing seemed to work out well, while instead evildoers seemed to always prosper. In the end, almost all the psalmists found their footing and faith in the goodness of the God of the Bible, who keeps covenant with his chosen people. There are a few exceptions that do not resolve in faith, but remind the reader that unrelieved suffering may still be our lot, notably Psalm 88. But generally, those who lament their struggle return to faith in God, as well as a whole and wholesome life. For God's people, God's word is at the ready to guide, help, comfort and strengthen us, and we can find much to encourage us in the Psalms. For example, just think of Psalm 23, or Psalm 121, specifically verses 1 to 2, where it says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Or Psalm 46, verse 10, where God says, Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Or, again, Psalm 37, verse 4 to 7. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. However, when we come to Psalm 119, this may well be the last chapter that we may wish to read, because it has 176 verses, with the possible exception of verse 105, which says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Despite that, Psalm 119 is not considered to be a great work of poetry when compared with some of the other psalms, but it does have some notable features that do make it quite interesting. For example, and this is a letdown, there are no dramatic images or original insights or even excitement about anything. In fact, because each statement that is made is complete and can stand alone, it has been said that we could read Psalm 119 backwards, verse by verse, and it will still make complete sense. On the other hand, its structure is very interesting because there are 22 stanzas and each one has been assigned a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, He, Vav, Zayin, and so forth, ending with Tav, the final and 22nd letter of the alphabet. Not only that, but each stanza has 8 verses, and each verse starts with the same letter assigned to that stanza in the Hebrew, a feature that is not detectable in English or any other language for that matter. To make it even more interesting, each verse has one of 8 synonyms for the word law, with the exception of verse 90, which provides a 9th synonym, that is, faithfulness, as well as verse 122, which has none at all. So, over and over and over, we read of God's law, His precepts, His decrees, His statutes, His commands, promises, rules, testimonies, what is righteous and just, and so forth. The psalmist is not simply talking about the Ten Commandments only or the first 5 books in the Hebrew Bible, the Pentateuch. Instead, he refers to the whole of God's Word, the whole counsel of God. Ultimately, what Psalm 119 does do is speak again and again in an almost meditative way of the importance of God's Word, of all of Scripture. Let's turn now to our reading for today. It is the second stanza, headed by the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Beit, in verse 9. And so it reads, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes, as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word." So we see, God calls us to simply follow his word, to believe what Scripture tells us of God's promises, to trust in the importance of God's word for a whole and wholesome life, and to do what Scripture calls us to do. And the opening question is this: how can a young man keep his way pure? But this question is not really reserved for young people alone. It applies to all. And of course, it is a rhetorical question, meaning that the Holy Spirit, as the one who inspires these words, is not looking for advice, but has the answer, which is by living according to God's word. Help which is profound in its simplicity. If God's people would simply choose to let his word guide our lives in our decisions or choices, it will be the one secure, reliable voice that we hear in this life. God's voice speaking to us, and in the words of Isaiah chapter 3 verse 21 saying, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" Not only that, but for us as the converted, sharing God's word is a great way to witness. If someone asks for advice and you know that there's something in God's word that addresses the issue either directly or indirectly, one could say something like this: "Here's my thought on the matter, and it's something I found in the Bible." Or, "I'm not sure if this is what you're looking for or what will help, but I know the Bible says this." Why this is so important and helpful is because the world is so full of different voices that call out to people, offering advice, pulling them this way and that. But we have God's word, which is life-giving and leads us into wholeness. By the power and direction of the Holy Spirit, God's word is given to bring us to God, our Creator, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is given to provide us with a way to conduct ourselves well in a world that is fallen. It shows us that God keeps covenant and helps us to live by faith, with hope, and the ability to cope with every difficulty that comes our way. And so the psalmist continues to expound on his attitude to God's word. He describes his passion for God in verse 10, saying, "I seek you with all my heart." He also describes his strategy for life in verse 11. "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." He does not mean it is hidden out of view so that no one can see it. Rather, it is embedded and ingrained in his very being. And then he tells us how this takes place. In verse 13 he says, "With my lips I recount or rehearse all the laws that come from your mouth." And again in verse 15, "I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways." He is glad to follow God's word because he knows its value, saying in verse 14, "I rejoice in following your statutes, as one rejoices in great riches." And so as we end, how can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to God's word. I want to encourage us to listen to the one voice who calls out to us and has done so from before the beginning of time, to listen closely to that voice because God has our best interests in mind. As a result, we will be able to walk carefully before God in a world that too often encourages the compromise of values and doing what is right and just. If we are going to be reckless, let us be reckless for God under the call of his voice, like Peter, who got out of the boat and onto the stormy sea. But he did so only when he heard the voice of Jesus saying, "Come." To close, here are a few words of wisdom that I found, and it is for us all. Man's way leads to a hopeless end, but God's way leads to an endless hope. He who kneels before God can stand before anyone. Don't put a question mark where God puts a full stop. When praying, don't give God instructions, just report for duty. Most people want to serve God, but only in an advisory capacity. Don't be like that. Finally, exercise daily. Walk with the Lord. In the end, as we observe God's word, he will make us whole and lead us in a wholesome life. And so may God help you and me as we walk in the way of his word, as we observe what he calls us to do through Holy Scripture. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your word that has truly stood the test of time. It is transformative and life-giving. For those who live by it, your blessing is assured. Please help us to continue to allow your Holy Spirit to move on our hearts so that we may change from glory to glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And God bless you.